Hey, good morning. Back here on the Mighty 690 on this Wednesday morning. Here at about 7:45 as we're joined in studio by K-State Extension's Jerry Guerin and Jacob Weber. Good morning and happy Halloween.
Good morning.
Yes, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
One of my favorite holidays as, I don't know, Christmas is certainly always takes the cake for me, but Halloween has had a resurgence really all around the country, and for me it's always been number two. Yeah, so big celebrations.
It's kind of the start of the holiday season
it
almost.
Is.
Yeah.
It is. You're right. And now with the weather kind of doing the same trends as well, we'll see. I've noticed the leaves really drastically changing, the colors as well starting to come out, and it is. It's a pretty time of the year as well, so... Cool. I guess we'll go ahead and just get kicked off here with a couple of things that you guys have planned on the schedule as well, and then we'll get into a couple of things that you guys have listed down as well. So a couple of courses that you have there, Jerry. What do we got?
We've got a few meetings coming up. We'll hear towards the end of November, and it's hard to believe November is already upon us, basically.
Yeah, no kidding.
That first of all, I'll talk about our sheep and goat meeting, which will be Tuesday, November 20th. It'll be at 6:30 in the evening at the Southeast Research and Extension Center in Parsons. This will be a great meeting with a great lineup of speakers. We're going to hear from Dr. Allison Crane, the KSU sheep and meat goat specialist out of campus. She'll talk about sheep and goat nutrition. And then we've got a couple local speakers, the vet in Columbus and the vet in Parsons, Dr. Curtis Gregory and Dr. Jupe Allen will talk about goat herd health and then sheep herd health. So I think they will be great local resources, and they both, Curtis Gregory has goats and Jupe Allen has sheep, so they will be very knowledgeable on the subject. So if you're interested in that meeting, again, it's Tuesday, November 20th at 6:30 in the evening in Parsons. And you can call our Altamont office at 620-784-5337.
All right, good stuff. Yeah. So, it's not necessarily doesn't always have to come down to the local ties, but it is good to know someone in the area that has that knowledge, because, raising that animal or having that animal in this part of the country and having that knowledge behind it is a difference.
Right. You know? And if you have issues with your goats or sheep, you know exactly who to go to.
Yes, you are.
Great
very
vets
right.
in the area. So. Very, very, we are very lucky in that respect.
But. Yes, indeed. And then all of these still kind of in the later parts of November? Or are they coming up later?
Yep. November 27th and November 28th are our next two. So
awesome.
They're also November. If you're interested in profitable precision and yield data workshop, it's going to be November 27th, also at the Southeast Research Extension Center in Parsons. It's going to kind of have... two components to the meeting. The first is just kind of information gathering, so it's the technology program part from 9 to 11:30. Some of the topics will be background on precision technology, controlling soil variability, guidance systems, cost savings. Lunch will be provided. Then in the afternoon session, it'll be a hands-on workshop. So make sure if you want to stick around for that, bring your laptop, and then you can download and map yield data. And then you can work on correcting yield map errors and just kind of learning those systems a little more. But we do want to thank sponsors for this meeting, Heritage Tractor, Thomas Implement, and R&F Farm Supply. So they are providing the meal. So if you're interested in this one, you can call our Girard office at 620-724-8233. And that's the Precision Ag Workshop.
All right. Very cool. Yeah. And last time, of course, Keith was speaking at an event as well, but I've heard great things from the events that you guys have put on the meetings as well, and just kind of, again, the open board of discussion to be able to hear from other individuals that do the same thing that you either may be interested in or have done for a while.
Yeah, and so, I think definitely like these meetings, having a variety of agents in our district, we can diversify a little bit and have quite a number of different topics. So our next one is for coyote management. So precision ag to coyotes. That's November 28th. It'll be at the Girard High School cafeteria. Registration will start at 6. If you're interested in this one, Charlie Lee will be coming. He is the kind of wildlife specialist. He really looks into damage control and damage issues with wildlife. But he'll talk about coyote behavior and biology, calling coyotes, and then trapping coyotes also. It is also a free meeting, but you can call our independence office at 620-331-2690.
Awesome. Good stuff.
And then
also want to mention the folks that grow produce for farmers markets. I know it's the time of the year when we try to think about getting that garden closed down. But we're going to have a workshop in Parsons, Farmers Market Workshop. That'll be February 2nd. We don't have the details worked out yet, but it will be in Parsons at the area office, a good location for the workshop. And that will be February 2nd. It'll be a Saturday. It's a pretty much an all-day workshop, and it'll include a lunch as it has in the past. So we'll hang tight for the details. They'll be coming out here, but save that date, February 2nd.
Gotcha. All right, great. Great workshops coming up and within time there. But right now, it's dead middle of the fall. I know there's some certain things. In fact, we're getting closer and closer to winter. So fall soil testing, is that something that individuals should be looking
at? Soil testing can be done almost any time of the year. The soil isn't frozen, but it's always good to do it several weeks ahead of planting time, or at least a recommendation, a minimum of 3 weeks before the time you intend to plant, so that the results can be back in time for field preparation or garden preparation. That also applies to field crops as well, but I think allow a little bit more time. The components of the soil that are tested for the nutrients, they would be phosphate and potash, also the soil pH. Been my experience writing soil tests, reports, soil test fertility management recommendations for gardens. Gardeners have a tendency to put on a lot of stuff. The ones that anyway have their soil tested, and it could be true of a lot more. They oftentimes have a tendency to put on too much, and a soil test is good in the aspect that it helps us tell the gardener, lay off the fertilizer a little bit. we don't need to have phosphate levels in the 500 to 1,000 parts per million when 50 is sufficient. 50 is sufficient for a long time.
And on the agricultural side, we actually see different numbers than that. Usually we see phosphorus levels a lot lower, very low. In fact, so, you know, that's something, fall is actually a great time, especially to take soil tests for pasture or hay ground, because it does take some time since you're not going to be working that ground. If you need to apply phosphate or any lime, to give it a little time to work down into that soil. But actually, yeah, fall is an excellent time. Something I always do like to mention when it comes to soil testing, no matter if you are a fall tester or spring tester, it's really a good idea to always be consistent, because soil nutrient levels will vary depending on the time of the year, different environmental things such as rainfalls and such. But if you are consistent with your time, as if you always take a soil sample in the fall, you'll kind of get more results that you can compare from year to year. So that's what I like to make sure to tell people. So
yeah, kind of a more accurate comparison, mm-hmm. instead of going from fall to spring,
yes.
whether that's, you know, a year and a half or just a 6 month period, you know, it's not necessarily as consistent.
But I would also like to point out the typical soil test for phosphate in a field situation or unfertilized, say, meadow, is going to be anywhere from 0 to 2 parts per million.
Yeah.
So that's when
0 to 5 is very common that we see.
Yeah.
And that's also where we see, you know, broom sedge issues. And yeah, it's just two different spectrums from the gardener to the agricultural producer. But yeah, Jacob sees very high and we see very low.
So in fact, it's very rare to actually get a normal soil test.
Yes.
One day, people will listen, right? One day.
Yeah.
We're hoping so with that. Well, great. Do you guys do fall soil testing within your offices?
We do, yes.
Anytime. The soil sample, of course, the soil sample should be a composite sample, a blend of subsamples taken from at least 12 to or more random locations throughout for example, in a garden, at least 10 to 12 subsamples blended together in a clean plastic bucket. Don't use galvanized metal because it does affect the results. Plastic is neutral in that aspect. Each subsample should be uniform in size. Now, there are soil probes which will take a plug of soil, same diameter to the depth of 6 inches, typical in a garden.
And you can rent those soil probes out of our offices for free. So we do have soil probes for your use if you don't have a spade or if you want to get one of those cores, those nice even soil composites.
Yeah, it's very handy. It doesn't take very long to pull the samples, blend the soil together. It takes about, I like to have about a cup and a half of soil all total for the soil test. So 12 random samples should work. If you don't have a soil probe, you can use a little garden trowel. Just make a straight-sided vertical hole into the ground or into the soil, and then take a uniform slice of soil at each location, about an inch thick, from the surface down about 6 inches deep. The reason we go 6 inches deep, because that's considered the root zone of most garden plants, 0 to 6 inches. I'm sure garden plants will go a little deeper than that.
And but for agriculture, it's also usually 6 unless it's a no-till situation. Then you're only going to want to go down 3 inches. Now, Jacob, there are some nutrients that we do recommend to people to go down deeper if somebody wants to test specifically for nitrogen or sulfur because they are mobile in the soil. We do need to go down about 24 inches.
That takes a longer probe.
Yes.
A little bit of that. And you guys, again, always welcome to help out with some of the tools and the gears as well. So, again, we'll check in with K-State, the Extension District, after this at the top of the hour news break.